This is Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Kilo Juliet, connecting on the net here.
Yeah, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Kilo Juliet. Man, that's a tongue twister. Sorry about that, Richard. Well, you made the trip, which is good. Over.
Yeah, that when I got that call, it's still, even after a year, it's very hard for me to even say it. I have to kind of carry it around or put the call sign on my back of my radio so I don't screw it up. But I wish I had something that was a little easier to roll off the tongue. But so if you could help me out, I think I see on here it says All-Star Node. Am I still in Echolink, or did I go to some other thing like All-Star? Or you said this was kind of like a group chat thing or something. I'm just curious if you can kind of help me get my head around how this was different than what we were on before. Over.
Yeah, very good there, Richard. Well, actually, look at it as a talk group, and you're actually connected to the Canada Hub. If you want to write that down, the CanadaHub.ca, and you'll be able to look at a dashboard that'll tell you all the different nodes that are connected and all the different methods that you're connected to. For example, you have the IRLP, which is generally connected to the Reflector 9029. You're connected to the All-Star, DMR, and Hamshack Hotline, all in one time. But like I said, the only thing we got to worry about is leaving a nice pause there of respect between each queue. So there, over.
Yeah, copy that. I tried to leave a little bit longer pause there before I transmitted, so I do appreciate that. And yeah, I do appreciate some of the people who are a little bit longer in the tooth on this hobby. Being able to share their knowledge. Everybody's got to start somewhere, even if you're 55 like me before you got into amateur radio. But it's kind of like peeling back the onion. I'm learning a little bit more each day. Certainly with Echolink, I was concerned that was going to require some special knowledge and the special equipment and everything else. And then, you know, like I said, within half hour, I was up on Echolink, so that was kind of cool. I think with the government shutdown here in the U.S., it was a little bit hard to validate my account and download my license. But so I opted for the just validate your address by paying the $1 through a credit card. It just made it a little bit easier to get up and running. Over.
Yeah, very good. Well, the beauty of direct, you know, when you get familiar with this talk group, you'll recognize a few stations that well first of all I pretty much monitor this perhaps 6 to 8 hours a day, sometimes even longer. But if you have any questions about any of the other modes like All-Star or DMR or what portables you should consider getting, you just come on this node and you ask the questions, and generally somebody will come back to you to give you an answer. Back to you there, Richard. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Kilo Juliet. Back to you, Richard.
Hey, yeah, sure do appreciate that. And like I said, it's great to have some folks who are maybe retired and got a little bit more time to dedicate to the hobby that can help Elmer some of us along. For me, it's probably about a half hour to any of the local radio clubs. It's just hard to kind of get that mentorship going from a distance. And so it's great to talk to people online here and get some feedback on some of your tips and tricks and just kind of opening that whole Pandora's box of where it can go. And I know ideally, you know, radio is for radio, and you probably don't always want to do it to a cell phone tower or through the internet, but for me at this point in my juncture, it's probably one of the few ways I can actually communicate outside of the local region, but so that's good.